fun and info. Finfo. Or would that be funfo? Either way, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science. Here are Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
All right, it's Miller time. We all know what that is, and wow, is that not great branding? I mean, that you can just name a time of the day Miller time and everybody thinks beer. Well, I have to tell you, I like beer. I do. I sometimes get a little bit weird about saying anything that I like, because people seem to have so many comments these days and opinions about other people's behavior and such. But I only like beer if it's so thick that you can chew it. Like, I like those dark beers.
Like, you like the Guinness stuff?
Yeah, Guinness, but I kind of also like to go off the beaten path and get those organic beers from local places that I get, right? Because that you support the culture locally and you are also being aware of how the beer is made. Do we really need to do that, Dr. Weiss?
Yeah, we do. And it's beer that's mass produced by a lot of big companies. The chemicals are getting in there. And, you know, these mass brands like
shocker.
Bud Light.
And, it's such and, a shocker.
Yeah, shocker and you know, Corona and all these things. And in fact, we have, you know, things that are showing up in beer. High fructose corn syrup, GMO sugars, it's genetically modified. FD&C, Blue 1, Red 40, Yellow 5. These are made from petroleum and have been linked to allergies and asthmas. Insect-based dyes, animal-based clarifiers, foam control, glycerol monosterate from animals. BPA in the can liners, which was just banned for infants here. It's Newcastle, a UK brand, confessed to using caramel coloring that they injects with sulfites under pressure that contains carcinogenic compounds. They openly admitted that. High fructose corn syrup, Holly, showing up in Guinness, that dark stuff that you like, that dark beer, corn syrups in Miller Lite, Coors, Corona, Foster's, Pabst Blue Ribbon, dextrose in Budweiser, Bud Light, Busch Light, Michelob Ultra. Corn is showing up, and I love this beer. I'm so sad. Red Stripe, and I like that beer.
I think
the Jamaican beer. I think I'm in Jamaica, but I'm really not. But I feel, you know, like that. Corn is Red Stripe, Miller's, Coors brand, Anheuser-Busch brand. Sorry.
This is pretty. This is a pretty extensive list. I almost hated. I hated to interrupt you, but I think I needed to like shut my mouth because the drool was going to hit my microphone, and I was going to put the show potentially in jeopardy by. There's corn
you're
syrup in my Guinness. I am.
Corn syrup. Yeah, and here's the thing is. I just drank a bunch of Guinness when I was in Europe. Listeners, I do some adult beverages. I'm not a big drinker, and I definitely don't get behind the wheel. But I like beer. I've always enjoyed a few beers. I'm not a big, you know, hard liquor guy. I was in London, and I was walking back from a meeting and stopped for a pint on the way to a hotel and had a few Guinness. And now I'm realizing that there's corn in it. I would have had other choices of better, cleaner beers. I would have used Harp or something. Listen to this. Pabst Blue Ribbon. When they asked him about this, responded by saying that their corn syrup was special. That's what they said.
What? Because
sugars are fermented and carbohydrates flow from corn and malt, but they just think that their genetically modified corn or corn syrup is special. And I don't really have anything else to say. Now, there are mentioning brands in a story like Sierra Nevada, Heineken. They say Heineken's clean. Although married to a Belgian, she's not going to be too happy. I'll recommend a Dutch beer. But these European beers, most of them are still clean. The purity laws there in Germany and Belgium are still very, very strict. And as a matter of fact, most of these beers that have these contents like corn syrup and stuff here in the United States, they do not contain it in Europe. We're the country that lets them get away with that. Time for micro beers, right, Holly? Time for locally brewed or small batch micro beers.
And I think we're, you know, listen, if we say go local, go seasonal, you've heard that before. Where with our food? Well, I guess we just need to move that over and translate it and put it right down top on the messaging for our beverages as well. I think that it makes sense. It really makes sense.
Yeah, and I can tell you this. The other thing I'd say is I have some friends that just have a blast brewing their own beer. they just are having so much fun doing it.
And, well, you know, it's interesting.
You know, if we're recommending growing a garden, should we recommend people grow their own beer?
I think so too. I mean, I think it's called sustainability. Can you be self-sustained? And I think the more and more that you're able to, the healthy and healthier you're going to be, because we talk a lot on this show about what's happening out there and how we're getting smarter and smarter. And more knowledge is coming to the surface. More studies are being done. But guess what? We keep getting sicker and sicker. Yes, we're living longer, but we are living with a quality of life that I don't want to run into. I don't want to be 98 and not be able to talk or pick myself up or walk or take care of myself. And I think that if we really are going to sort of turn things around and on their heads and take back power over our own health, we have to be more sustainable as possible. So I think it makes a lot of sense. I mean, you know, I love what I do so much because I get motivated. I learn things along the way, and it makes me a better person too.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, we're such creatures of habits as humans. And I have friends in the South Side of Chicago that they drink the same Budweiser that we drank when we were growing up. But I try and explain to them, it's not the same Budweiser. It'd be like saying a Marlboro cigarette's the same exact cigarette as 30 years ago. It just simply isn't. You know, they've added chemicals, they've mass produced it, there's problems with it. And the other thing is there's really a lot of fun microbrews, and you are supporting Small Business America. You know, I mean, whether it's a little bigger like the New Belgian stuff or the Sam Adams, or a little smaller like these little IPAs like Racer 5 and stuff. I sound like an alcoholic here. We do talk about medicine sometimes. It's just not the beer show. But we are talking about how to stay safe. Look, you know, alcohol is never going to be good for us, but it can be not that bad for us if it's brewed properly, if it's clean. And that's what we're talking about. We're not living under the assumption that people are never going to drink beer. Okay, people are going to drink beer. That's not going to go away. We want you to drink beer in as clean and as healthy a format as it is possible, and enjoy the flavors and enjoy the relaxation a little bit of alcohol in moderation can give you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think once again,
did you buy any of that?
Of course I did. That's really funny because, you know, you'll say sometimes anything just for rationalization. But no, I think it's a really, really important point.
We are rationalizing.
The studies are there. The studies are there. Yeah, in fact, Decker, I have to tell you, there are some patients where I actually encourage. I'm like, you need to be drinking, you know, at least 2 to 4 ounces of red wine a night. I think it would be really helpful. I think it will show better in your lipid profile.
I had a grandfather, and he lived to well over 100. And I asked him once when he was born, and this guy escaped the Russians, the Nazis, I mean, everything. And I said, "Zay-Z, when were you born?" He said, "In the summer," because he doesn't know when he's born, right? But he used to do a shot. He used to do a shot of Chivas Regal at bedtime every night. And I was like, "Zay-Z, why do you do this?" And he's like, "Well, the doctor wanted me to go on all these prescriptions for not sleeping, like 15 years ago. And I remember my father having a little bit of whiskey and it just taking the edge off so he could sleep. So he goes, now I've got my rich son-in-law, and I'm looking around. It was a very middle-class home, and he goes, my rich son-in-law, because he was rich to him compared to what he grew up with. And he goes, and if you raised your mother and went through the Depression, the Nazis, and the Russians, you'd need a little alcohol at bedtime, too. But the guy never took a prescription drug. He was over 100 years old. And he just cleaned whiskey, a little bit of it, and he slept like a baby. You know? Yeah. And hey, I'm sorry, but I think a little bit of moderate alcohol is safer than most of the sleep drugs out there. That's my opinion. I can't prove that, but it's my opinion.
Well, you can prove it.
As long as it's clean.
Exactly. Well, and so to your point and to the point of this segment, please be aware. I always say, let thy beverage be your medicine, but boy, you can let thy beverage be your poison if you are not careful. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about mass production. We're talking about some companies that you're getting the colors and the fillers. Beverages can't be medicine if what you're taking in is actually going to do you harm. So genetically modified organisms are sneaking in there, mm-hmm. arsenic, as Dr. Weiss mentioned, and as well, BPA from these cans in mass production. So think about, even with your beverage, staying local, staying seasonal. Okay, so that pumpkin harvest beer is very important.
I love the
but
pumpkin
once again,
harvest, I do.
And then even better, think about brewing your own beer, right? Self-sustained. Urban Garden, and now your beer garden too.